we're done here for this morning. That's the verse that follows that for why he did that. But remember, back in that day, the people were dropping like flies.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord. Men, women of God, children of God, mighty men of valor, mighty women of valor. We just thank the good Lord for you on this morning. Thank God for Pastor Paul of WMIE, WWBC, 99.9, 100.7, and 94.7. We thank God for you listening in, our radio listening in audience. Thank God for the people of Victory International Praise. This is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sounds. Oh, glory to God. And we thank God just for that. We thank God for the Kingdom Sounds. Oh, glory to God. Not just any sound, but the sound that comes from the third heaven. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And so we thank God for his goodness. We're going to pray, and we're going to just going to jump right into something. I had a guest speaker on this morning, wonderful man of God, Pastor Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy. We were going to deal with Christ in the marketplace, but he was not able to make it on today or on this morning. And so I'm going to carry on. I was not prepared to do this by myself. As a matter of fact, I was going to lean more on him than anything, but now I got to lean on Jesus, and I believe I've been leaning on the good Lord for a long period of time that I ought to have something to say about the Lord, at least for 25 minutes. So we thank God for that. And so, Father, we just thank you, and we praise you. Ask you to bless your people and enrich your people, enlighten the eyes of your people's understanding on today in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Praise God and amen. You know, I'll tell you what I was, what has been in my spirit, what has been in my heart. On yesterday, my wife preached a message about freedom. Oh, glory to God, freedom! And as she was ministering the message, I was sitting there, and I don't want to say I was jumping in my seat, but it reminded me of something. On last week when I was on my way to work, and something that I began to pray on my way to work, I began to pray for God's people that were living in false realities. We have so many reality shows nowadays that follow people's lives, and they call them reality shows, but you know, recently, a movie just came back out. I think it's about the fourth one, The Matrix. And I've seen all of the Matrix movies. And the Matrix movie is about, it is about 99, and I'm getting ready to tell what the movie is about. It's about 99% of the people in the world living in a false reality and not knowing it. It's about how the machines, the tech world, took over and you know, begin to put people in capsules and hook things up to their brains. And so here these people were, they were living in a false reality, and but their bodies were located elsewhere, and they did not know it. And every day they would get up and they would just live out this life. And so there was this group of people who were not a part, somehow, some kind of way escaped this false reality, and they were rescuing people out of this false reality. And the machine would create these beings that would go, and they would fight against the people that were trying to rescue the people out of the false reality. And so as she was ministering, I began to think about this thing. How many of us as God's people are living in this false reality? Oh, glory to God. You know, now I got to thinking on this morning, you know, every once in a while you may hear someone say fake it till you make it. Oh, glory to God. And, you know, I do believe in the word of God that says, call those things that be not as though they were. So in a way, it's kind of saying, hey, you know, go ahead I do believe in living the way that I want to. How can I say this? Help me, Holy Spirit. I'll just say that I do believe in calling those things that be not as though they were. Oh, glory to God. But sometimes the enemy is trying to get us to believe the reality or the place that we're in. Let's just say if you're broke and don't have any money, the enemy wants you to think that that's going to be your reality. That's going to be, you know, what you have for the rest of your life, or the way you're going to live for the rest of your life. If your marriage is bad, oh, glory to God, he wants you to believe that that's it. That's your reality. That's going to be your life. Oh, glory to God. And so there's a lot of people. And what I mean by also is that, you know, in this movie that I watched, The Matrix, the people were being controlled. Oh, glory to God. They were being controlled, and the enemy wants to control your reality. He wants to control your life, what you're doing. And so anyways, let me jump back to, you know, on the way to work. I just begin to pray concerning God's people and the false reality that the enemy had handed to them. The enemy will make you think that this is it. This is your life, you know, and try to keep you controlled and keep you in that environment. And I just begin to tell every false reality to die. Oh, glory to God. I just begin to speak to every false reality that God's people were living in. And basically, I was praying for the people that were under our ministry. But I was praying that every false reality, everything, that places where the enemy is trying to keep them in. You know, I thank God we have people that attend the church, and we have people that are dealing with different things. Oh, glory to God. And it's our job to intercede for them. It's our job to encourage them. It's our job to let them know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that when the light of God comes, oh, glory to God, you need to respond to it. You know, Isaiah chapter 60 talks about arise and shine, for thy light has come. Oh, glory to God. And you know, one thing about light, I've come to discover one thing about light is that, you know, that when in the morning time, when I wake up and the light is out or the sun is out, it's very hard for me to go back to sleep. And I respond to the light. Now, I remember when I was younger in my youthfulness, and I didn't always respond to the light. And that's probably because I stayed up, you know, all night, a good portion of the night. And then I would call myself sleeping in a good portion of the day. And by the time I got up and did a few things and stuff like this, it was nighttime again. I guess you could call me a night owl. Oh, glory to God. But here's the Lord telling the people that had sat in darkness, because that's one of the things, you know, that's one of the big problems in this world, and even sometimes in the body of Christ, is that the people of God are sitting in darkness. They're comfortable in darkness. You know, when I get back to that Matrix movie, Glory to God. You know, I realized that there were some people that once they were rescued out of the matrix, oh, glory to God, that there were some people that even knew about the matrix. But I remember one particular character in the movie that was rescued out of the matrix, and he wanted to go back into the matrix. Come on. He was promised an awesome life, enriched life. And so he betrayed some of the people to go back into the matrix. And I want to say that there are people that are just like that. Oh, glory to God. They want to go back into the world. Oh, glory to God. Things, you know, they feel like things aren't lining up for them. You know, once they, you know, started going to church, once they, you know, had given their life to the Lord. And so, and you know, it's amazing because sometimes, you know, we don't think that we could go back out into the world. You know, when you look, the Bible says that God says in the book of Revelation, he says, I'd rather you be hot or cold and not lukewarm. And he says, if you're lukewarm, he says, I'll spit you or spew you out of my mouth. Oh, glory to God. It's a terrible thing, hallelujah, to be in God and then to be spewed out of God's mouth. You know, let me say this here. To be spewed out, it means that you had to be in. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that one more time. To be spewed out. You know, when I get ready to spit saliva out of my mouth, I'm spitting out something that's on the inside of me. And so you can be in the body of Christ, oh, glory to God, and be spewed out of God. And so don't think that you can't be spewed out. Let me say this here. You got to want to be kept. You know, there are times, man, that I'm praying, God, keep me. God, I want to be kept. Come on, I tell God that, you know, quite a bit, you know, because I want to be kept. You know, what's the use of gaining the whole world and losing your soul? Hallelujah. And you know, so anyways, I want to be kept, and I pray that. And I believe that sometimes we got to pray these things. You know, one of the things that, you know, David in Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 51, David prayed for a free spirit or a willing spirit. And, you know, sometimes we got to just be truthful and shame the devil and just, you know, say, hey, I'm not always willing. And God, I need a willing spirit. You know, it's something that I believe that we need to cry out for is a willing spirit, a willingness to serve God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So that we can serve God freely. Some Bibles interpret that, you know, a free spirit. Some Bibles interpret it a willing spirit. And so there are times that I realize that I need God to free up my will. Oh, glory to God, so that I can keep going forward. There are times that I need God to give me to stir up a willingness in me. Hallelujah. So that I can keep willingly serving God, yielding to God's spirit and obeying God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me say this, the world has a strong pull, and the world is pulling on God's people, and the world is showing God people things that are wicked, and they're showing it to God's people constantly because they want you to conform. They want it to become common to you. You ever noticed something, how perverse the commercials have gotten, and how they're showing us things that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they wouldn't dare put on a commercial, but now they're putting these things on the commercials. And I look at television now, and there are times that I am reaching for the remote. Let me say this here. You know, what used to be PG-13 is more like rated R, rated X nowadays. And we really got to begin to cover our children. Oh, glory to God. Let me say that again. We really got to begin to cover our children. Oh, glory to God. Do you know that the enemy wants this next generation? Do you know the enemy is after your children? It's time to stop pointing our children to the television. It's time to stop saying, go sit down and watch TV. Glory to God, because yes, it has become a hot mess. And so we need to control what we are allowing to come into our houses. We need to control, you know, even I wanted to talk about the video games, but, you know, most of these video games now are hooked up to the internet, and you know, there are back doors and all of this good stuff, and I won't go all into that, But we need to get a handle on some things as the people of God. Oh, glory to God. And make sure, can I tell you something? And I think I just talked recently, and I had a principal from a school in here, and we were talking about Christ in the marketplace. But let me say this here, men and women of God, let's stop pointing our children to the television and point our children to the book. You know, my children are grown now, but one of the things that I would do even during the summertime is that, you know, I would challenge them to read the Bible, but also I would make them write essays. I made sure that they were reading the Bible. You know, I want you to read a chapter, and then I want you to write me an essay, a short essay, a half a page essay on what it is that you've learned. Come on, we gotta pull on our children. Oh, glory to God. We gotta pull on them to go up higher. It's gonna take more now than just dragging them to church. And you know, we gotta make sure they're listening, because sometimes people are dragging their children to church and they got video games in their hands and things plugged into their ears, and they're not even paying attention to what's being said. They're not paying attention to what's being preached. And so, because recently, you know, I got a wonderful grandson. I believe that, you know, God is going to use him mightily. But praise God, as of late, I've been seeing him. He got a game for Christmas. And as of late, I've been seeing him with that game in front of his face. And so, you know, the past couple of Sundays, I've taken that game and just set it beside me. Hallelujah. Why? Because I want to make sure that he is listening, that he is paying attention. Oh, glory to God. You know, I believe that, I believe that God's going to hold us responsible for some things. And, you know, sometimes we're looking and we're trying to find somebody to blame things on. We're trying to blame the devil, but sometimes it's us being lazy, you know. And so we really got to get a handle on some things. And the enemy is doing his job, and it's time for us to get up and begin to do our job as kingdom citizens. And so it's time for us even to respond to the light. You know, many of us have been sitting in darkness for a long time. And just like the children of God that were sitting in darkness, and God began to tell them to arise and shine. Oh, glory to God, for thy light has come. He was saying, I want you to respond to the light. And it's time for us to begin to respond to the light of the word. We hear the word. Oh, glory to God. I was telling my wife last night, I said, man, I said, you were speaking about freedom. And I said, I got up and began to talk about, you know, false reality. And after she got through ministering, and I said, you know, then I went home last night, and I'm sitting there and I'm listening to another preacher, and he's preaching also about this false reality. Oh, glory to God. And it's time for us to come out of this thing. It's time for us to come out, you know, as a matter of fact, let me go to why I'm thinking about it. You know, I hadn't read a verse of scripture, but then again, I told you guys I wasn't expecting to be the speaker. Hallelujah. So I'm just kind of sitting here kind of running my mouth, and I just thank God for you people that are listening in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am looking for, well, you know what? I don't have that much time left, and so I'm not even going to try to jump into that. This scripture came up. Maybe I may share it during the second half of the broadcast, if the Lord says so. But anyways, I thank God for you listening in. I thank God for my beautiful wife of 31 plus years. She's the pastor of Victory International Praise. She's doing a wonderful job. Oh, glory to God. God is using her mightily. And I want to give a shout out even to the people of Victory International Praise. And God bless you all. And I want you to know that we're praying for you. I want to give a shout out. Oh, glory to God, to Apostle Wiggins. Amen. Redemptive Blood Church. Thank God for him. Praise God. And so God is good. I want to let you know that we're located at 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. Our broadcast comes on at 6, from 6 to 6:30, Monday through Friday. Praise the Lord. We're going to get Apostle Wiggins back in here. As a matter of fact, while we're talking, I just want to say this here. We got a Christ in the Marketplace conference that's going to be coming up here next month, the third weekend of next month. I want you to put it down on your calendars, Christ in the Marketplace conference. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of things. We're going to talk about streams of income. We're going to talk about that business anointing. I was even on this morning, I got up and I got to thinking about Prophet Eric Williams of Georgia, and how he attended a Christ in the Marketplace conference years ago that the Lord inspired me or stirred me to have. And praise God, we begin to pray for the people that God would put them in business. And I remember the Lord using me to pray for Prophet Eric Williams, and he went back to Georgia, and someone was closing up a wedding store, and they gave him all the wedding dress and all of that good stuff that goes in a wedding that was in the wedding store. And so anyways, you know, God, we're believing that God is going to, you know, for you, and I want to invite those people that are in business, and even the people that are desiring to be in business, to come on out. Praise God. I believe that it's going to be a blessing. Praise God. I believe we got Dr. Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant. He's been on a television show, Hell's Kitchen. He's nationally and internationally known. People come from all over the world to eat at his restaurant, and praise God. So he's well known, and he is a anointed man of God, and so we're going to showcase him. He's going to be doing the majority of the speaking, but you will hear from me if the Lord say so. I want to talk about the different streams of income and some other things, but he's going to be there, and I believe that there's going to be an impartation, and that God is going to move mightily, and you're going to get a lot of information. Praise God, even how to start up a business. Sometimes we don't know how to start a business up. Oh, glory to God. And how to manage a business. You know, sometimes you can, you know, I was thinking here recently, and this has nothing to do with, you know, this, but there are smart people, and then there are, how can I say it? There are knowledgeable people. And, you know, sometimes you can have knowledge, but you don't know how to apply that knowledge. You know, I've been working for a long time, basically all my life. I thank God I went in the military, and they taught me how to lead. Oh, glory to God. But sometimes you could have people that are in leadership positions. Oh, glory to God. But they don't know how to lead. They don't have the wisdom as to how to lead. They understand the job. Oh, glory to God. But it's difficult for them to lead people. And so I believe that there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be discussed and spoken about. Praise God. That's going to, you know, make you more impactful in this society. And I'll say this before I close out. I just believe that, you know, God, well, I won't go too far into that. We only got a couple of minutes left. All right. And so anyways, we want to just extend the invitation to come and see us at 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. We start Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock for Sunday school. We're going to our service at 11 o'clock. Tuesday night, our Bible study is from 7:30 to 8:30. But we have prayer before that. If we want to invite you to our prayer meeting from 7 to 7:30. Amen. And let's see. And so I think that's about it. Christ in the Marketplace Conference next month. I want you to prepare yourself for it. All right, this is Thomas Robinson, Victory International Praise Ministry, located 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. We love you. We thank God for you listening in to Kingdom Sounds. God bless you, and we will see you next week.
You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay. Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260 CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Well, I've got bad news. The mortality rate is 100%. Everyone eventually dies. So why do we spend so little time preparing for the inevitable? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. When it comes to death, we live at a rather unusual time in history, not because there was ever an age in which death was escapable, but because until fairly recently, death was a much more present reality in people's lives. A major difference is that in the past, people tended to die in their own beds. Funerals were held in homes. In fact, many homes were even built with a coffin door to facilitate moving bodies in and out of the house. Now, much of this changed with the advent of antibiotics and the increased professionalization and institutionalization of medicine in the funeral industry. So, when people became gravely ill, they began to go to hospitals. When they died, they were taken to funeral homes. Death was hidden from immediate human experience, allowing people to ignore it and its inevitability. Though in many ways, the pre-modern world had a far more realistic understanding of life and death than we do today, that doesn't necessarily mean they understood the hereafter better. Although ancient cultures possessed a variety of different views about what happens after death, there's really only a few basic options to choose from. Some cultures believe that after death, humans became spirits, like ghosts, or an ancestral spirit to be worshipped. For some, it was a dreary, desolate existence, even for those not actively being punished for their sins. But others saw the afterlife in far more optimistic terms. This was especially true if one belonged to the elite or the ruling class. Asian cultures were among those who held to some form of reincarnation, in which generally the quality of someone's next life was determined by how well they lived this one. The only other real option, one that was typically held by philosophers and intellectual elites, was that death meant the end of personal existence altogether. This essentially materialistic view was held by groups as diverse as Stoic and Epicurean philosophers and the Sadducees of Second Temple Judaism. All of these alternatives offered very little hope for people facing the inevitability of death. Christianity is what changed all of that. The gospel is about God becoming man, to take upon himself the punishment due to us, to die on our behalf, to be raised from the dead as death's conqueror. By faith, we're united with him in his death, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, his glorification. All of these things are made ours. Death is now a defeated enemy, no longer to be feared by those who follow the one who's already faced it and was victorious. We follow that one who can actually lead us through the valley of the shadow of death without fear. Now, for the early Christians, these were not mere platitudes. These were not mere matters of personal, private conviction to make us feel better about life. That's why so many of them faced martyrdom with joy. That's why many tended the sick during terrifying epidemics in complete disregard for their own lives, seeing death from sickness as simply another form of martyrdom, a doorway to a better life. And that's why second century church father Tertullian would observe that the blood of the martyrs was the seed of the church. The pagan world had never seen anything like this. Even the philosophers who viewed death with such indifference struggled to grasp the way Christians face death. Now, in the modern world, the Christian tradition of the Ars Moriendi, the art of dying well, has been largely replaced with the art or the science of ignoring death. Our technologies make it possible in all kinds of ways. But as was made obvious in our global responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, these same technologies do nothing to help us face the fear of death. Which means the world needs what only Christianity has to offer, the promise of resurrection, the guide who can lead us past the gates of death, a world beyond this one in which all that is sad is made untrue, and that hope that cannot be shaken by any of the circumstances of this world. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed